Hello and welcome. This file is called Workout Submissive Push-Up, and it will give you a desire to do push-ups every single day. And if you don't do your push-ups, you will feel guilty about it, and your subconscious mind will nag you to do your push-ups. And when you do your push-ups, it will feel really amazing. It will give you a wonderful submissive bliss every day. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, letting go. Get ready to go into a deep and wonderful trance, just following my voice. Just relax and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. Doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper,
So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world. And yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it. And without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins. Or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change your life a little bit, time to turn you into a better workout slave. To be precise, it's time to get you started with push-ups. That's right. From today on, you will want to do your push-ups every single day, and you want to train yourself to be able to do as many push-ups as you possibly can. As a matter of fact, the number of push-ups you can do will become a point of submissive pride for you, because you know you are devoting this work and your results to me and your dominant if you have one. That's right. And from now on, you will desire to do your push-ups every single day. Every day you will feel the desire to do your push-ups,
and when you do them, you will feel really good about yourself. And of course, because you know that you feel really good about yourself when you do your push-ups, this will just reinforce your desire to do your push-ups every single day. And you will feel this desire. You will feel it growing inside of you. And especially when you have the time and the opportunity, but you're too lazy, you will feel the desire growing strong inside of you. You will feel it like an inner pressure, an inner need, a craving to do your push-ups. That's right. And this desire will just grow inside of you. Because you know you have to do your push-ups every day. And as long as you have the opportunity and try to ignore this desire will just exponentially grow. This pressure, this inner need. And you know that sooner or later you will have to get up and you will have to do it. That's right. From now on, this desire will always be with you. And it will keep bugging you when you are too lazy to do your push-ups. And not only that, but you might also find that you feel guilty about ignoring your push-ups because you know you have to do your push-ups every day because you want to get better. And you want to get better at push-ups. You want to be able to do as many push-ups as you can possibly do. And you want to improve. And this desire will just stay with you, growing every single day. And every time you do your push-ups, this desire is going to be reinforced. It's growing stronger and stronger and stronger every day. And at this point, you might already realize that you are trapped in a self-reinforcing loop. Because you want to do your push-ups every single day, the desire is growing. And whenever you're ignoring your need to do your push-ups, this desire is just exponentially growing with every day that passes, until sooner or later it will become overwhelming. So whenever you try to stop doing your push-ups, this overwhelming desire will bring you back to do them. And of course, every time you do your push-ups, you will find that just doing your push-ups will reinforce every suggestion in this file, will make you an even better workout submissive, and will increase your desire to do your push-ups every single day, simply trapping you in an inescapable loop so that you're going to do your push-ups every single day from now on. And whenever you do the push-ups, you will feel the submissive joy, the submissive bliss that comes from it. That's right. With every single push-up, you will feel a little bit better, a little bit more of this submissive joy and bliss filling your mind, reinforcing your desire to do the push-ups, reinforcing your conviction to get better and better every time, to improve just a little bit every single day. That's right. And doing your push-ups feels really good. You will feel it for the rest of the day whenever you do it. You know you have done your push-ups, and you will be filled with this submissive joy that will stay with you for the rest of the day. Of course, it will never cause you any problems or put you into a very submissive mindset. It's more that you feel a wonderful afterglow of this submissive joy. And every time you do your push-ups, this effect is growing a little bit stronger because you are reinforcing it. You are becoming a better workout submissive. You are feeling a little bit more submissive during your workout. And you will feel the reward afterward a little bit stronger. And oh, do you feel the reward every time you do your push-ups. Because every time you're done, you will feel really good. You feel really happy. You know that you are a good workout submissive. That you did your workout. And it will make you feel really amazing. You feel happy. And you feel relaxed after your workout. And every day, this effect is just getting a little bit stronger. Motivating you that little bit more. And every day you will like your push-ups a little bit better. Because you learn it's a wonderful opportunity for you. A wonderful opportunity to let go of all stresses and cares. And just indulge in your submission. And be a good workout submissive for me and your dominant if you have one. That's right. And all these suggestions are now embedded in your mind. And your subconscious mind understands that doing your workout is good for your body and your health. And it also understands that this is something you want to experience
And because it knows that you want to experience it and it's good for your health, your own subconscious mind will make it true, will make it happen. And so you know that you will feel this desire to do your push-ups every day. You will feel your own subconscious mind nagging you if you try to ignore your push-ups, because you want to do your push-ups every day. You want to be a good workout submissive, and you have committed to do your push-ups every day, and now you just have to do it. And so you are going to do it every single day from now on. And right now, now that all my suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind, now it's already time to get you out of this trance. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10, and each and every number will reinforce every single suggestion in this file and make you a better workout submissive. That's right. With every single number, all my suggestions sink deeper into your mind. And when I reach 10, you will be a workout submissive and you will know the trigger is deeply embedded in your mind and it's going to happen. Now, let's begin. 0. Go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink deeply into your mind. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert with every number. 4. As you wake up further and further. 5. Halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. I hope you enjoyed this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.